3.4 billion riders on New York City subways and buses a year. This amazing number equals one-third of all mass transit trips in the United States. Ridership is at its highest in almost 60 years in almost every American city. A commuter advocacy group, Strap Hangers Campaign, attributes it to younger Americans, says Gene Rushinoff.
Millennials, those people born around the turn of this past century, are much less car-oriented. They're urban. They like not owning cars. They like less responsibility, and there are a lot of them.
In addition to millennials, many people believe public transit is economical and eco-friendly. In 2012, across America, people took 10.7 billion trips.
Of course, when we talk about insurance rates going up, the price of automobiles going up, then people are finally waking up and realizing, wait a minute, here's this huge asset that's been underutilized. Why not take advantage of this particular opportunity? It certainly makes more sense to get people out of automobiles into subways and into commuter and passenger railroads.
New York is not standing still, as passenger demand requires several major expansion projects. A new $4.5 billion subway line on New York's 2nd Avenue, which was recently excavated underneath businesses and apartment houses, will take an overload of passengers off of other subway lines. Its first phase completion is scheduled in 2016. People who work in New York's financial district will soon be using a new transit subway transfer center. Almost all lines converge in Lower Manhattan, and this new center will give riders an easier way to get around the city and into New Jersey. And probably the most controversial and costly project is a $7 billion tunnel connection from Long Island into Manhattan's Grand Central Terminal. Trains from there will have access to New York's Midtown Business District. Andrew Albert, a board member of the Metropolitan Transit Authority, says there are many other reasons the public is riding in increasing numbers.
The system has gotten a lot more dependable. We have new cars. We have countdown clocks to tell you when the next trains are coming. We have expanded facilities in places.
New York's 24-hour, 7-day-a-week transit system costs $1.5 billion a year to maintain. It is one of the world's oldest, with its first subway line having opened in 1904. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.